stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting testing. Okay. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peters. Why wasn't this set up already? The headset's turned down.
I had him. I thought him to be good, but you got to kind of set him to your liking.
Okay, thank you. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. Hold on 1 minute, folks. I have to test the phones today to see if they working. I forgot to have them do it. They were not working yesterday, remember? Oh, there you go. They are working now. Oh, amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around and around, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad, no matter what you're doing and where you are. Where are you working out? Where you are over in New York and you're the female governor of New York and you want to take down the signs for the Indian locals? What do you call that thing? Logos. At the high school, because you say that it made the Indian look bad. And the citizen of that town fighting the mascot. Thank you. You want to take down the mascot from a high school, and the people don't want you to do it, but because you're a female, and they put you in leadership role, you're emotional. You don't want to hurt the feelings of the Indians, even though the Indians are not feeling bad about it. But you insist on taking them down anyway. If you're Kathy Hochul, whatever her name is, or if you are a black female and they have put you in charge of the government, mayor, police, whatever, and you know you're out of control and you turn the country to a ghetto, you can be listening to the show. You can podcast the show, and then when you finally get back home and calm down, you can watch the show, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And don't forget my brand new amazing BQ for this week. Are you a single-minded person? Are you a single-minded person? One thing I have been encouraging you to do, and a few are doing it. I've noticed that. Most of not the truth is falling on deaf ears, but those that can hear are hearing it. They are hearing the truth. But the biblical question for you, to encourage you to know yourself, you will be surprised at what you will discover. The wisdom from knowing thyself will blow your mind. It'll take you to another level, a real level, take you all the way to a higher level, whatever that is. But anyway, so the biblical, the big cues are for you. We have, to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? Amazing. So Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour. It is Wednesday. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. I was reflecting this morning, and I was thinking about how I want my country back, and I realized, and I've already realized this before, that it's never, ever coming back, and that I have, and those who want to have peace on earth, I have to overcome the country in order to live in this country peacefully, and you can. And I was thinking about how, reflecting on how they pretend, the Christians and some of the politicians and the media, others, the teachers, they all pretend that they want to make the country great, and it's all a lie. The conservative, the liberals, and the Democrats are all the same. The Republicans. And it wasn't for Donald Trump, there would be nothing physically happen that's good in a physical way. Thank God for the Great White Hope. Otherwise, it would be a mess. Because if you remember, and I hope you do, that the Republicans before Donald Trump was voted in, the Republicans were no different than the Democrats. They did nothing different than the Democrat, and they went along with everything that the Democrats wanted to do. Everything. And war in Ukraine, the money, and they had open borders. The Republicans didn't do anything. And they are the same people. It's just that they're being overshadowed right now because a man is in control of the government, Donald Trump. And it is a man from the old school. And it's a man, Donald Trump, the Great White Hope, who knows and understands human nature like nobody else other than Jesus Christ himself. Donald Trump understands human nature. And Donald Trump is overcoming human nature. Really. And you will too if you get honest and work on you and stop playing a game with you. Don't play the game. You're deceiving yourself. But I was thinking how my country is not coming back and that we have, that it's, they are making sure that it doesn't come back. For an example, they bitch and moan about men playing in women's sports. That's one of the primary issues now for women. Conservative, liberal, with some liberal, Democrats, Republican, Christian women, they pretend to be so upset about men playing in women's sports. Right? Am I right or am I right? You can hardly find anyone that will outwardly disagree with these women about men playing in women's sport. So they like really concerned about that. Outrage. Hurt. They can't believe it. The men knocking the women out of the sports, hitting them upside the head. They like really upset about it. Really. And I'm open to be corrected. Really. I'm like wide open. So they pretend to be like really upset about that. Y'all know about that. Oh, Donald Trump, come and help us. We're so upset, men and women sport. And women getting on their knees doing it and won't fight with a man in whatever sport. And they like, and they're like, yeah, men should not be allowed to play in women's sport, right? But not one word. Not one iota of a word from Christian women, conservative women, liberal women, Democratic women, liberal Christians, atheist, Christian, whatever, politician, female. Not one word about women playing in men's sport. That's just fine. Women should be able to go in men's locker room, report on the game, and women should be able to do this, and there should not be any complaints about it at all. Think about that. And they say, well, you're discriminating. You're a misogynist if you disagree with women being involved with men's sports or men's clubs and things like that. And so they'll go, and my country going along with the one-sided thing. And so I can't understand because I understand the game. If men cannot play a women's sport because you admit that they're stronger, they think differently, they run faster, they're stronger. Why they're not stronger when women playing in men's sport? What's the difference? And why isn't there an outcry about that? How come what's good for the goose is not good for the gander in this case? Do you ever think about that, folks? No, you don't even think about it. You just join sides and go along with it. Men, everything manly, everything man for men only thing are being taken away. And if you don't let the woman in, you're going to court. It's been taken away. And nothing has been said about it. And so how will my country come back if you allow women to do this? Another thing. And if you pay attention, it's going to shock you. And then you kind of pull away. You get over the shock and you'll notice. In TV, whenever they need a so-called expert, doctor, or lawyer, or governor, whatever. In leadership, which is never meant for women, nothing but women taking over. And they're not like taking over. The men are giving it over to them. They're just letting because they're afraid to be called misogynist or a woman hater or any of that. When would you get over your fear? How are you going to live perfectly in life if you're afraid of what someone think or say about you? Think about that. That idea alone is dumb. You're going to tell me I'm going to not function in life because I'm afraid or concerned or embarrassed with some wicked, evil human being going to think or say about me. They're not doing it out of love. And you let them stop your life. As a result, women, our country is being turned over to women. That is the of all the things America is doing wrong, that's the number one wrong thing. There are many number ones, but that's the leading one. What you don't know, there's a spiritual order to life. And as I told you a while back, you got to put first thing first if you want to have an amazing life. And you can, men and women. You got to love truth first and foremost above all things. And anything. and the truth will work on your behalf. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, and woman over children. And the reality is, women were not created to lead. They were created to follow. And follow doesn't mean you got to follow you to work. Follow means you be that example, man, if you're married, so that you can lead your wife in the way to raise your children. What you don't know, and some of you know now, and I hear from the ladies who are waking up and the men who are waking up all the time now, is that the hell come through the woman. Evil come through the woman. Now, yes, there are evil men, but an evil man is an evil woman. He has the nature of his mother. And which is the nature of evil, the spirit of evil. It's not the mother natural nature. She got away from the natural nature in the same way men do when they become angry. Yes, there are evil men, but an evil, angry man is a female. He's lost his way. He's been turned away from the father. And he has taken on the identity of the mother. So, yes. But there are evil men, but they have the mother spirit. That's why God said, and I didn't say it. I'm going to tell you. Do it to them. God said, you must be born again. All who are born of the flesh must be born of the spirit. Have you noticed? Well, let me kind of bring this all home. So the God above is the man God, the God of the men. And the God below is the God of the woman. But the order has been reversed in that the woman is the God of the man now, because men listen to women. And God told Adam, you know what, you little sucker? I know what I'm going to do. What, you going to send me to the cotton field? Nope. Number one, you got to sweat by your brow. You're going to work like a slave. But number two, you're going to suffer because you listen to the woman. And every man on earth suffers when he listens to his mother, any female. They suffer. Really, they suffer. And then, so God above is the God of the man, and the God below is the God of the woman, because the woman listened to the serpent, and he became her God. And the spirit of evil is passed down through the woman. So you are putting these women in control of a country. How do you think that's going to turn out? Think about that. How do you think that, and who is cleverly setting this up if it's not the spirit of evil? If it's not the spirit of evil, who is setting it up? And you're putting the female in control of a country, Christian country. And somehow or another, you think that's going to turn out well. It's not. If it was going to turn out well, God would not have punished the man for listening to the woman and then punished the woman by turning her life over to evil. He let her stay in evil until she forgave. She worked on herself. And if you doubt me, and some of you do, and I understand it, fine. Really, that is. So I don't need to be like. I don't need to play. I ain't got time to play no more anyway. But if you doubt me, look at what happened to the black people. What happened? What's wrong with the blacks? 70 to 80 years ago, they turned their lives over to the black woman. And look what has happened. Look what has happened. Nothing good came out of it. Nothing good is coming out of it. And you're turning the country over to a woman, a woman. And then some men are like, oh, they're so smart. They're so tough. That's because you're so weak. No such thing as a strong woman only weak men. There's nothing in a woman that can defeat a strong man. Not a bit of a strong, but real strength. Not the kind of strength you fake. Not the type of strength you try to make happen yourself. It's that natural, it's the kind of energy that the anchor baby has, he and Trump. You just live your life and do your thing, and you don't go for the okey-doke. That kind of strength. I want you to know you have turned my country over to evil. You see what happened to black people when the black woman took over. The so-called civil rights movement, Martin Luther King and all those people, gave the country over to the black woman because they used her to make money and power. Perceived power, not the real power. And now white men, which is very interesting, at first disappointing, but I understand now it's no longer disappointing, have turned their lives over to the white woman. White men and black men, prior to the civil rights movement, they knew their order. They knew the right place. And the women knew it, and the women obeyed the men, even if they were not married to them. And obey doesn't mean what you think it means, guys. So don't go around talking about, you need to obey me. You're not fit to obey. You're a beta. You're weak. Obey doesn't mean you obey some weak man. Like that. Obey doesn't mean what you think obey means anyway. Obey is a proper, natural state for a woman. And it has nothing to do with her or him. It's her rightful place back with the father. When the woman returned to the father, she returned to her natural place, and there's no fight about obeying. And she loves it without even thinking, oh, I'm obeying my husband. That ain't obeying. That's for a different story, a different day. But I want you to know, evil comes through the woman. And look how out of control white women are now because the white men is no longer guiding them and correcting them. They have allowed them to be educated, and the white women are out of control. This includes Christian women. Do you know, I want you to think about this. Smoke on this one. Smoke on this one. There are Christian, quote-unquote, women who hold Bible study classes. Did you ever imagine that? There are Christian, quote-unquote, Christian women and who, like, really into, they like, oh, praise the Lord, blah, blah, blah. And they hold Bible study classes. Did you know that in the good old days, when men were men and women were women, ain't no way in hell or heaven, that way you don't think I'm cursing, that a woman would go to a female Bible study class or a female taught church? It would not have happened. It would not have. I can hear the women of those days, what's wrong with her? She got a church. It wouldn't have been thought of, to be honest. And now they have women not only call themselves running churches, but they have Bible study classes and other women show up and they listen to the devil. Somebody in the Bible, maybe Paul or someone, told the women, y'all need to sit down and be quiet and listen. That's all changing. You, white men have done what the black men have done, given up their rightful place in life, and they let it because women cannot take over if you don't let them do it, and it's not natural for them. They don't naturally lead. They've been allowed to fall into this position, and it doesn't work. Just like it doesn't work when the man does not lead his wife in raising his children. The kids end up screwed up every time. White men have done that with their women, and they're getting what black men are getting now. The kids are screwed up. The white women hate the white man. Now he got to go to China to try to find a wife over to the Philippines. And when they go to those countries, you know what they end up with? The same spirit. And they think that just because those little Chinese women, Japanese women, like, oh, you want some rice? Oh, you want some tea? They think when they meet these women like that, oh, this is what I want. This is not like the American woman. And they marry her, and all hell break loose. They're like, darn, I married my mama in China. Because it's the same spirit all over the world. Do you believe me now when I tell you hell is on earth coming through human beings? Everyone with a wicked heart who has not admitted that your heart is evil and overcome, you're hell. And you spew hell out of you onto the earth, onto other people. And if they don't know what's going on, then they don't. I want to give you a quick example before this break of what has happened to the white woman, because white women never acted this way in good old days. But white men allowed them to educate themselves. And now the white females are out of control. I want to give you an example of hell on earth coming through a white woman. This is white hell. A woman got into a heated altercation with a male witness after apparently getting into a wreck with a female driver. Watch this from YouTube.
Back the f*** up.
I am. You're the only one doing it.
You are not. I will break your glasses with my bare hands if you do not get back inside your house. Do you understand me?
I'm just the witness and so it all.
Then shut the f- and do not talk
out of the car. Out of the car, I'll break the window. Get out of the vehicle.
Hey.
The police are here. Get out of the car. Get out of the car. Get out of the car. The police are coming. You have to get out. You will give a statement. Get out. Or hide in there. Or you can hide in there.
She's being smart because you're being aggressive.
Yeah, I am because I just got hit, you idiot.
I sat there and watched it.
You try almost getting hit twice on the road within 30 seconds. Crash your car, get and then handle this, man. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you, dumbass?
Every female that's been allowed to pretend that she's strong or can be a leader is this. She want to fight. Ain't no way in heaven and below. It's called hell, so I'm not cursing. That in the good old days, a female would have gotten a man's face like that. This guy, according to the report, is just a witness to the accident. And look how she's acting. She has no love of a father of any man. She's evil. That type of reaction is pure evil and is due to being turned away from the love of a father. White men, not only have you lost your country, you lost your women. And it's sad. And I used to tell the white people, if you want to see what can happen to you when the home is destroyed, look at the blacks. They are a perfect example of what not to be. And not to do, and the white people didn't listen. And this is what they have now. And it's only going to get worse. These women are in leadership role in Republicans and Democrats, liberals and conservatives, churches and everyone. Ain't no way my country coming back. It's pure. These women are going to bring hell up on this earth that you ain't never seen. I promise you that. 888-77-53-773. A quick break. Your phone calls and super chats in a moment. What a mess!
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and in doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God love us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-5-3-7-7-3-888-77-JESSE. You know something else? Oh, let me tell you this first. I'm jumping ahead. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. TheHakeReport.com. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then at 11, right after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV, he black. And Joel has an amazing shirt today. It's going to blow your mind. It really, you're going to want to run right to jesseleepeterson.shop and get it. You're going to like, oh, God, oh, Lord. At 11 a.m. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby. Only the American Anchor Baby and Donald Trump. Oh, I'll say Trump, since Trump is older. The Great White Hope and the American Anchor Baby have natural energy. I'm not making it up, folks. If you ever met the American Anchor Baby, you will see he has energy. It lights up the world. It's going to be interesting to see what his little kids look like running around with all that energy. You know, kids have natural energy anyway. They're going to have extra energy, going to drive their mother crazy. But probably won't, because their mother would be working on herself, so she won't be hurt by it. But the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. All right? And you're going to see all that energy. One other thing I want the men to know, do what you want, men. I hear it all the time now. And it's interesting. There are like females who do podcasts and things like that, and they say little things. It's all ego stuff that they say. And the man like, whoa, I'll vote for her. Oh, whoa, I'll follow her. They're so willing to follow a woman because they don't have the courage and the perfect love to do it themselves. I don't know what to say. It's like joy that a woman is leading, a podcast leader or something, whatever they call them. Come back to the order, folks. It's okay. You were created. And God wants you to come back, men and women. He wants to create love through you. He wants to create the kingdom of heaven through you. He wants that to shine on this dark earth. But you following everything but the truth. And you won't overcome your fallen state. We all have a fallen state that we must overcome, because that's why he said, all who are born through the woman must be born of the Spirit of the Father. Ain't no way around that. It just ain't no way around it. That woman that was in that man's face, in the good old days, that would have never happened. She would have, ain't no way she would have done it. Even if the devil said, go there, get in his face, she would not have done it, because she would have known, that man ain't going to tolerate my mess. What the? That guy the soundbite we just played, he should have had that woman arrested immediately. She was in his space. If the man had done that to the female, because the law is not on the side of the man, whether you're right or wrong, it's on the side of the female, she would have called the police on him. He verbally abused me. He tried to intimidate me. But they have bitches like that getting your face, no big deal. And the man standing there short and weak and allowed it to happen. Be strong in the truth and the power of his might. Nowhere where the truth tell us to be weak, men or women. And weakness, that woman, that's not even weakness, that's evil. That woman that we played. Be strong in the truth and in the power of his might. Look at Donald Trump. If you doubt that the truth worked, look at Donald Trump. Donald Trump is strong in truth. Ain't no way, and you can bank on this, ain't no way that Donald Trump could have endured all that he has endured if he wasn't strong in the truth. And you don't even know what the truth means until you live by it. And most people don't. This thing, the tariff, that's what they call it, tariff, isn't it? Tariff. Donald Trump was on Oprah Winfrey show years ago talking about it was a big problem in America. He was being prepared then to deal with it now. The truth was preparing Donald Trump. The great white hope. Men and women, be strong in the truth. Return to the truth. The truth will work for you day and night. It never stops. While you're sleeping, eating, working, working out, what the truth work on your behalf? You don't trust the truth. What the? You do not trust the truth. Let me go to Jackie out of Minnesota. Jackie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Jackie.
Oh, so I called some time ago, and then you told me I should forgive my mother, go to her and do that. And then I did that. And so that was scary.
How did it go? What happened? How did it go?
Actually, it went really well. She didn't get mad or she just goes, okay. She just didn't really seem like she knew what to say, but she didn't seem mad. And she said, even admitted a few things like, I had a bit of a temper and things like that.
Nice.
I'm like, but I'm thinking bit of a temper.
I know. She couldn't admit it all the way. And why were you afraid of your mother?
Well, I didn't realize I was
exactly
afraid.
Yeah.
But I guess just because I don't know really what to do sometimes when people get emotional. I don't know what to do when people get like that, because my instinct is to just freeze up and stand still and not say anything. And so, but she didn't get emotional. So that was good.
And the reason you don't know how to handle emotional people, because when your mother traumatized you as a kid, you became afraid. And when you became afraid, you froze up. And unfortunately, your father was not there or didn't tell you how to deal with your mama or helped you deal with her. You became afraid of your mother, and that's because you started to be angry at her for traumatizing you like that, recreating her image. You became angry. And anyone that has anger has fear. And so that's why you were afraid of her, was because you feared her. Anyone that has anger has fear and they have control. If you didn't have the anger, you could have gone to your mother or anyone and felt nothing about it and dealt with it and walked away from it. It's only because you resented her that you had the fear. You're afraid of what you hate. Men are afraid of women because they hate women. They hate their mothers.
Yeah. Well, and it's easier to, I guess, as close to humanly possible, love her, not holding on to anger about anything, and also not falling for it, because she still wants to pick fights. And I don't engage it. I just, okay, all right, and move on with my life. Your problem isn't my problem, I guess, if that makes sense.
It does, 100%. And if she continued to do this when you talk to her, she continued on to nag and carry on, you let her know, I am not going to deal with you anymore. You need to work on yourself. When you get over your anger, you let me know. I'm done. And don't have anything to do with it.
I don't know if she'll ever do that. Yeah. See, and that's the thing, is it's really just about trying to get to the, but not, it's like some people, I don't know what it, maybe it's the devil. They don't want to be happy for
no.
their life. They just rather be angry. And so it doesn't matter what you say or
most
don't say.
Most human beings, men and women, love their misery. They love their hell. And they look up and down the earth. They look on the internet. They look everywhere to see who they can impose their hell on. And they try to hurt others so they can feel like they get life. They enjoy it. And it feels like life to them when they're hurting others. They don't know it's death, but it feels like life. So most human beings, except for those men and women who are working on themselves, they love their misery, they love their hell, and they love trying to hurt others.
Yeah. Well, see, and it's...
Oh, so be done with your mother. You don't owe her anything. You have no obligation to her. You don't have to communicate. Your obligation is to understand that she cannot see, and then forgive her and move on with your life. Don't you be angry at her. She can't help herself. Leave her in her hell. But do not let her impose her hell on you.
Can I ask you about an incident that happened before I forgave her? I remember when I talked to you first time around that I hadn't actually gone and said the words to her, but kind of in my mind, I had realized something in my early 20s, like, oh my goodness, my mom's a human being just like I am.
Yeah.
And then so it made me kind of on the road to forgiving her before I'd even had said those words.
Yeah.
And I just didn't know that I was supposed to go and say so. I hear a lot about people that go and ask others for forgiveness. I thought that's what you're supposed to do.
No.
Maybe it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Those are beta
people.
Okay. And there's nowhere when God says, go and ask someone to forgive you. He says, go and forgive them, meaning admit you're wrong for judging them, being angry, and I will forgive you. That's real forgiveness. That other go and ask for forgiveness is fake.
Okay.
It's not real.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, yeah. It's fake. Well, God never told us to do that.
Okay, good. Well, I was wondering about that. But the last time I hollered at her in anger was at one point when she was really drunk and she got it in her head she wanted to go to the store in her car, and I screamed, the heck you are, I said worse than that, you are not leaving this, no, but I don't know if that was, but when I, if she like got scared of me, kind of, it was, and then I don't know what to, and I was like, well, is that anger when you're putting your foot, and I know I'm, but I'm, you know, trying to be like, you're not leaving here. So she didn't leave. And
well, why did you let her go?
I didn't let her go.
Why didn't you let her go? Yeah, why do you stop it? If she want to go and get in a car and kill herself,
I don't want her to kill anyone else, I suppose.
That's not your responsibility to prevent her from killing others. She's putting that on herself. That's her life, not yours.
Okay, so that's still kind of, so it's like,
stop trying to control people.
Okay, so even if you see someone's about to do something, then I have, and she's stopped drinking. To her credit, she doesn't drink anymore, so I'm very pleased about that.
Why are you pleased about that?
Because she's not a person that handles alcohol well. But
what does that have to do with you? That's her life.
It doesn't. I mean, that's the point.
So
like,
don't be pleased or displeased.
Okay, that's fair.
You just know that, oh, mama don't drink. And that's
that's kind of what I mean. I'm just like, this is, I guess I just mean because it's pleasant. It's more pleasant.
For who?
Than for me.
No, you should be pleasant at all. No one else life has should not make you feel unpleasant.
All right.
Is it unpleasant, James, or unpleasant?
Yeah.
You should always be pleasant with your life. Unpleasant. Your life is your life. You are you, and you have no responsibility for anyone else but your little children. And when they become adult, you're done with them, too.
That's very freeing and good to know.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it just, I don't know. I hate feelings. I just, every time I listen to you and I think about and how far I've come, I'm not like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like a practicing of just noticing, like, why am I thinking this angry thought? And then saying, that's a weird thought, or whatever it is, and letting it go away. Or that's their problem. I'm learning to do that more and more, and it gets easier. And it's something you don't even notice. Yeah.
And sometimes you don't notice what?
Well, that you just don't notice that all these negative thoughts in your head when you're in this state of hatred or anger or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's just, you don't realize, most people, I guess, maybe not you, but many people probably don't. Even I didn't. Like, how many negative thoughts am I having? And why? What's the point? What's the purpose?
Absolutely.
And why am I even having any? I don't know. So I've been wrestling for a year with one of your questions that you ask sometimes, who are you? And I sit there and I'm stumped. So I don't have an answer.
You still don't know who you are, right?
Right. But I think about it and I'm like, well, maybe I'll never figure it out by thinking about it. Maybe I just shouldn't worry about it. I don't know.
You won't figure it out. It will be revealed to you if you stay with it. It will.
Okay.
You will come to remember who you are, and you just forgot when you became angry, when you were traumatized. And what I want you to know, and you're going to start noticing this too if you stay with it, the fake you, the false nature, the not you, is never happy. It's always up and down emotionally and looking for this. It's never happy.
Yeah.
The real you is always happy. It is never unhappy. It's just the fake you is always unhappy. The real you is never unhappy. It's impossible for the real you to be unhappy.
That's amazing.
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 All this unhappy feelings and up and down and worry and suicidal thoughts and thinking people, places, and things. That's a fake you, and it's never happy.
Yeah.
The real you don't need any of those things. It doesn't look for any of those things because it's never unhappy. It's impossible for the real you to be unhappy.
That is amazing. Well, that explains why I guess I felt a lot. I mean, I don't know. Because I was going to say, I don't know if it's happiness. I've just felt just not much up or down, just kind of steady. I find a lot of things funny. I'm kind of, I don't know. I just look around me and I go,
you
funny.
Are returning to the real you. So be patient and just know all these thoughts and emotions, up and down, good or bad emotions. Looking for this, looking for love. You got to get married. You got to have children. Your wife or your husband makes you feel good. All those are not you at all. It's not you at all. It's the fake you. It's the ego you. In the Bible, it called it the old nature. It's not you.
All right.
The real you need nothing, want nothing, miss nothing. Have no expectation. You have nothing but perfect peace.
I'm going to keep at it and just keep working on myself.
Just watch those thoughts. Do nothing about them, but watch them. And the spirit of truth will not, cannot, ain't not, is not going to let you down.
Amen. Oh, that's amazing. Thank you, though, for taking my call today. I kind of knew I had to call you back, but I just got so focused on just noticing all the things changing and just not even feeling worried about much of anything. I used to worry a lot. My dad'd say, "You're a worrywart."
Yeah.
And I'd say, "I don't know. There seems so much to worry about, but I guess, I don't know, the last 4 years.
That's not
you. Taught me." Yeah, it's just been, I don't know what I've learned other than just quit worrying. Everything gets, it's going to work out the way it's supposed to work out.
Absolutely. 100%. If you leave it alone, it works naturally.
That's right. That's what I've noticed over the last 4 years. It's
amazing.
Maybe almost, yeah. It's been a while since I was like, I should call him and tell him my friend, because I heard you, a little clip of you from one of your fallen states on a different radio program I was listening to when I was working. I said, "That's Jesse. What's he doing?" They took one of your audio clips and played it in their broadcast. I was like, that's Jesse.
Are you doing silent prayer?
Yeah, I think so. I guess I just do sit there. I notice thoughts. I say, "That's a weird thought. Quit thinking of it." I just, sometimes I'll think about even things like, "Oh, this, the air smells good," or "It smells," or "It's kind of cold outside," or think, or like the rain feels. I don't know what I, because I sit outside.
Check out the,
I don't know.
Go to rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer. Start doing that. And then during the day, just as you're doing, be aware. And I'm telling you, as a witness, because God is not holding anything against you at all. In God's eyes, in his heart, you are not guilty of anything. You have never done anything wrong. All of your sins have been forgiven. You are not a sinner nor a saint. You're neither right nor wrong. You're none of those things. The world makes you think that you are because that's how they are. But God doesn't see you that way at all because he knows you have never done anything wrong.
Oh, that is amazing. That's, I just, because I sometimes I try to do, I don't know if it's the silent prayer exactly, but just all day long, just notice a thought.
Yes.
Oh, that's a thought. That's a weird thought. Oh, that's a cool thought. But I don't really want to act on any of them. I just,
yeah.
I mean, things like you say, like, okay, I think I got to pay a bill today.
Right. Go pay the bill.
You know, that kind, yeah, that kind of thing.
Like, yeah.
To just, yeah, cool.
Jackie, right. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
I will, Jackie.
And the world will turn away from you, against you. That's beautiful.
That's fine by me, I say.
Hell yeah. When people turn against you, they are doing you a favor. Your enemies,
I agree.
Your enemies are turning against you. Now you can see where they're coming from, because before you thought an enemy was a friend or a husband or whatever, and that was your enemy. Now you can see it. Do not regret that you can see it. Be glad that you can see it. God is protecting you from evil.
That might be the best part of it all in some ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
amazing. All right.
All right, Jackie.
I guess that's all I had. All right. Thanks, Jesse. I won't wait so long to call you back.
Right on. I got to take a break. Back in a moment. 2 more hours to go. Hate news, not the fake news. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's his nature.
Z. some serious mess going on in the world. Learn English. Learn English if you're in America. I know it's rough for you old folks or your parents, people, you foreigners or children of foreigners whose parents never learned it. You better learn it because the National Weather Service is no longer translating for you. Nice. And Trump is getting even tougher with tariffs. Nice. That's so cool. And by the way, there was a shooting at a mass shooting, so-called, in northeastern Virginia Tuesday. At least three people dead, three others wounded, according to authorities, in the late afternoon, early evening at a townhouse complex. It's terrible. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, April 9th, 2025 AD. There is one line open, actually. You can call in right now, even during Hake News, Not Fake News. We are at a few minutes break here. JLP will be right back to your calls. Call in right now. And if you're overseas, email Hake and let Hake know how you're calling from overseas, because I want to be able to tell the other overseas callers how to call in easily. Nice, because Skype is shutting down. Call Me Nonsense Network, CNN reports, when Mother Nature strikes, weather warnings advise people to take action. They're only useful, though, if you can read them. Now there's a contract between the National Weather Service, which is American, right, supposedly, and a translation company that has lapsed. Extreme weather alerts will no longer be offered in Spanish, Chinese, Vietnamese, French, and Samoan, a situation that experts, communists, buzzword, say that they could become a matter of life or death. Fear-mongering. Nice. And tariffs. While you were sleeping, perhaps, if you were sleeping, you should have been sleeping, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, escalated his trade war with the world. Good. That's so cool. The midnight hour brought even more tariffs for countries on our greatest administration's worst offenders, list of worst offenders, quote-unquote. China was hit particularly hard by the reciprocal, quote-unquote, tariffs for not backing down on its promise to impose a 34% retaliatory tariff on U.S. goods. Exports from China will now be subject to at least a 104% tariff. Beijing has already vowed to respond with resolute and effective measures. They talk tough, but are they so tough? Not compared to our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. Reminds me of those old movies with those real men. These new tariffs come 1 week after our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's Liberation Day. It's already been a week since Liberation Day. You are free, when he imposed a 10% tariff on all countries' imports, with the exception of Mexico and Canada. Those tariffs angered longtime allies, so-called allies, and trade partners. Never use that term. It rattled global financial markets and prompted mass layoffs. Righteous layoffs. Even some of the president's biggest supporters have encouraged him to back off his signature economic policy. But don't listen to them. Nice. And that Virginia shooting, a mass shooting in northeastern Virginia on Tuesday, yesterday, has left at least three people dead and three others wounded, so said authorities. The incident occurred around 5:30 p.m. local time at a townhouse complex in Spotsylvania County in northeastern Virginia. The three injured victims taken to local hospitals with gunshot wounds. Wow. At this time, their conditions not released. A manhunt underway for one or more gunmen, gun males, because they're not men necessarily, right, who are still on the loose, and officials are urging the public to remain indoors. Wow, they're turning the place into a ghost town. Authorities asked witnesses to the shooting to send any video that could help them investigate. I'm James Hake. Now back to the JLP show, hour two.
Thank you. have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. Manhood Hours coming up in the next hour. Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. A mamma mia. A hola. Si, senor. I heard in the Hague Report, he said that it's going to be English only. And I remember Donald Trump saying that. And that now, I think he said the weather people are not going to translate for you. And now the losers will say, oh, it'll be deaf. It ain't going to be no deaf if you learn how to speak English. It's going to only be deaf for those who don't learn how to speak English. So if you got to learn how to speak English, what you going to do? Learn English. We got to change our country because you don't want to learn English, and yet you want to be in our country. So learn English, and you can hear the weather report saying, go hide in the basement. Otherwise, you're going to be blown away. And it's not, ain't nobody's fault but yours. Ain't nobody's business but yours. If I decide to not learn English, and I want to hold on to my Spanish or my Japanese-ness or my Filipinas or my Ala Ubala, and the weather don't warn me in my language and I get shut down. Ain't nobody business. I didn't learn English. Amazing. Ain't nobody been it. You don't want to learn English? Don't learn it. We ain't going to be putting up all these different warning signs. I love that. Anyway, what was I? You can get the biblical question. Are you a single-minded person? Are you a single-minded person? Is you? I want to know. We have every way that you can watch and support this. I mean, we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com, all right? And if you're out and about, you still want to listen to the show as it is happening, you can call the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to your super chats, go to buymeacoffee.com. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right? I want you to think about this. I would think about this during the break. Because men allow women to pretend that they can be a leader. I'm not getting my country back. My country is not coming back. That is to make doing that is assuring the world that America would never be the same. It's only going to get worse. And I was thinking about, imagine this. Women are teaching Bible study classes. I mean, can your wife, oh, honey, I'm going to Bible study tonight. Oh, yeah? What's the name of the teacher? Louise? What? When God said, if you trust, when you listen to the woman, you're going to suffer. And so you think you're going to listen to her at the Bible study and it ain't going to work. I wish I would catch a man sitting up in a Bible study class with a woman. What the? My country is not coming back. Evil comes through the woman. And there are ladies, you can listen to the Barn Fellowship. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. You can podcast. You're going to hear the lady saying, you know what? I didn't realize I was angry like that. I didn't know I was evil, destroying my own children and everything. I can now see. And I'm starting to overcome. Thank God I can now see. The ladies are waking up, but most women won't, especially educated ones. And my country is not, because evil come through the woman. Yes, ladies, men are evil too, but it's the spirit of the mama. It's not her spirit, but it's that spirit that dwells in her, the spirit of evil. Because it's been passed down from Eve to every generation that walked this earth. It can change because the mother can overcome evil by forgiving her mother and her father, and good will take over, and she'll pass on love to the children, not hate. And it would change. That's all it takes. But the hardest thing in the world for human beings to do, and especially women, is to admit that they're evil. Even though God said your heart is wicked. No one knows the depths of a wicked heart of a human being. I want to give you one quick example. Maybe two, but one. Because you allow women to be in leadership role, the homes, the schools, the jobs, the government, the everything now, it can only get worse. It cannot get better. You can't get better out of evil. You overcome evil with good. Here's another of which you're going to see more and more and more, and because they create hell on earth. Hell comes through the woman. And heaven is supposed to be coming through the men, but you ain't going to find no heaven in no man. The man ain't overcome mama. The men, I can't, it's hard to tell you this. Married men today are so defeated and deceived by the woman. It's not even funny. She knows exactly how to deceive him. She had learned him. She studied him like a book. And she played that role. But one day that role gonna change. Meaning that she can no longer play it. And the man gonna be shocked. He's gonna be shocked. But anyway, because women are taking over my country, I don't want to use the word takeover. Men are giving over the country to women. It can only get worse. It cannot in no way at all get better. And if you look around, listen to Pearl. Pearl, I tell you. What Pearl name? I don't know. I forgot the name of her show. Sorry, Pearl.
Just Pearly Things?
Pearly Thing. She'll tell you how women really are. And she's not going to tell you to follow her. She may say, follow me on the web, but not follow her in that way. But here's an example of what is to come and get even worse. This is the New York Post. Men, by the way, men who fight, get angry and fight each other and other people, other women and other men. They're acting like a woman. That's not acting like a man. Men don't fight. Other than they Mike Tyson, they fight for money. Men don't fight. Men resolve issues. They don't create issues. they resolve issues. But it's so common nowadays to see men in a little hub group with women acting just like the woman. Just like a gossiping, fighting, mad, whatever. Blaming, feeling like victims. Here's another example of what is coming. It's happening already in America, and it's going to get worse. New York Post. A pro-life activist in New York City was sucker punched in the face while doing a street interview about abortion, leaving her bloody and requiring stitches. Watch this from YouTube.
I think that your point of view is very obstructed, and I think that you just don't understand the magnitude of having a child.
Yeah, well, I'm not the one who admitted they would be okay with killing babies in foster care and killing children that have been abused.
That's not the point. What I'm saying.
That's really.
Stop him. What's wrong with you? Stop him.
You have a.
Don't worry.
She just punched me in the face. We were just doing a street interview with my camera, and everything was fine for over 20 minutes or however long we were filming, and then she just punched me in the face. Oh my God.
Fret not. That's going to get worse. That is the spirit of evil that works through the world. Even the women that are working with Donald Trump. Unless Donald Trump or the same spirit as in Donald Trump worked through another man to lead these women that is being put in leadership role, that's already in them. And there's no light over them like Donald Trump is the light, right? Those women, you're going to see hell come out of them. It's the same spirit. Just because you named the title conservative or Republican or Christian, that doesn't mean the spirit of evil is not in her. But ladies, you can overcome by admitting that you're evil. You don't have to say it out loud. God didn't say you got to say it out loud unless you want to say it. But you got to admit in your heart that you're evil. And then go and forgive your mother and your father because it came from your mother. All mother, there's not one. And forgive her. She could not see. Her mother did it to her. You're going to see more of this. That woman doing the interview on the street had no business doing an interview on the street. She got smacked. And the woman that she was interviewing had no business smacking her. But my country have told women they can be violent. They can smack men. They can cuss them out in the airport. They can attack them. They can even lie and say the man attacked them and the man will be punished. You have given evil permission to be evil. By giving women permission to be evil. You are encouraging evil in America and around the world, but America, home first. Really, if you don't believe me, just wait. Watch. You'll see. Woe unto the human being who called good evil and evil good. That was an evil woman who smacked that lady. Nothing but evil. And she's proud of it. Walked off just as proud. Because she knows there are no consequences. She's a female. Evil has been given permission through the woman's nature. And just like it happened, look at the black family. They don't exist anymore. Because the women was given permission to take over. And the men were too weak to say no. And look what happened to black people. It wasn't like that prior to the civil rights movement when blacks were in control of their own lives. The children were subject to the parents and the parents, male and female, were subject to truth, to God. You're going to see more of this. Mark my word. Because women are proud. They have been told they can do it. You saw that woman in a car accident, allegedly, and she's in the witness's face. And then going after the other woman that she had to crash with or the car accident with. Get out of the car. Get out of the car. Women are out of control, and it's dangerous because it's evil, and evil is protected by the law of the land. Not corrected, but protected. Here's some comments from that video of that video on Instagram. About that in here. From that video on Instagram. Watch this.
So here's first one from Lexi Television. Says they cut out the part how she antagonized her, laughed at her, demeaned her, and literally poked the bear and made fun of the woman. Not saying it was right, but I'm saying I understand. This woman's kind of justifying
it. There's nothing to understand about being evil, being violent. See how women understand that? Oh, they understand it. They understand evil because they love evil. Evil is a natural, abnormal nature for the female. So, yeah, she understands it. I understand that. Amazing.
One more here from Molly Bum Itch. Now, why would she go to the hood to do this interview? Welcome to Harlem, girl.
Amazing. That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay. Amazing, huh? I told you, human beings, because they are evil, they love this stuff. Evil love evil. They rejoice in it. It's a thrill. And the thrill feels like life. But it's death. One other quick example of things to come. Things are not going to get better because you're giving over so-called leadership to the women, and it's not in their nature. And so you allow women to be in the forefront of ushering in evil. That's in her nature. She can't help it until she forgives, until she can admit she is evil. At late, well, I don't have to say it. You hear the ladies in barn meetings, Sunday meetings. And stuff. If you're at the female forums on every Thursday night of the month, you really hear the ladies overcoming. And they're starting to share now online at the barn fellowship, rebuildingaman.com/church, because they want you to know you can overcome it, ladies. So check out the women's forum on the third Thursday night of the month and listen to the fellowships on Sunday morning. You hear them. They're overcoming. They know that other women are evil. Women have always known that women are evil. Always known that. And they used to admit it in the good old days. They want to admit it now. One other quick example of evil coming through the woman because you've allowed her or put her in a so-called leadership. It's going to get worse. Remember, just like 35 years ago, I told white people, black people hate y'all. They hate your weakness. They hate the fact you won't stand up and say no to them. It's only going to get worse, whites. And what happened? The whites didn't do anything, and it got worse. It's so bad now, we had to start White History Month. White History Month is in July. July just feels white. It's so bad we had to encourage white people to have more white babies. Men and children and women who are working on yourself, it's going to get worse. They have put evil in the forefront of good. Here's a perfect example of a callous, cold-hearted, evil female in a so-called leadership position. She doesn't even know what to do with it. This is from X. So-called Representative Jasmine Cricket suggested the United States need illegal immigrants because we're done picking cotton like she picked cotton before. Cricket made the argument that the U.S. needs immigrants, meaning illegal aliens, for farming while speaking at Grace Baptist Church in Connecticut. She was allowed to speak this in a church. Watch this from X.
So I had to go around the country and educate people about what immigrants do for this country, or the fact that we are a country of immigrants.
Right.
The fact is, ain't none of y'all trying to go and farm right now. Okay, so I'm lying. Raise your hand. You're not. We done picking cotton. We are. You can't pay us enough to find a plantation.
It's a male. I know that's right. Now do you believe me that my country ain't no way it can come back? We're going to get the tariffs. We're going to have companies. We're going to have jobs. Lower taxes. Gas prices going down. Egg prices going down. But hell will rain over America. That's not going to stop that. Material thing cannot stop spiritual evil. Good can stop evil. And this female has put in a position to destroy. Look at her. Nothing good about her at all. All lies, all evil. And some guy sitting there, I know that's right. Like white people want you to go pick cotton. I know that's right. I doubt that she even seen a cotton field. And what's bad about picking cotton? We used to pick cotton. We made a living picking cotton. And nobody complained. Except when it was 12 o'clock and the sun really hot and we had to go sit under oak tree for lunch. Lord, I'm going to go sit over here on this oak tree and have some lunch. It's too hot out here in the sun. That's the only time they complained. And once they had lunch and went back to work, no big deal. This is what cricket wants in our country. Women in leadership roles. It's not in their nature. It ain't going to work. It's never going to work. Ain't going to work. It has never worked. And it ain't going to work. Unless she's been guided by a man to raise the children. Or these women in working in Donald Trump administration, they have been guided by the light of Donald Trump. If that light ever goes out, the woman going to be lost. All those women will be lost. They'll be lost. This is from Fox 26, Houston. More than a dozen women who say they contacted an incurable sexually transmitted disease from a janitor tainting their water bottles at work have now filed a lawsuit. This woman, Cricket, she said, leave them here, right? Watch this, Fox 26.
Yeah, 13 Houston women now have herpes simplex virus after investigators say a custodian at their office building was caught on hidden camera doing disturbing things to the water bottles they left on their desks overnight. Detectives say the custodian was intentionally trying to spread to them his incurable sexually transmitted disease.
Not only terrifying for them, but somewhat humiliating.
This man, Lucio Diaz, is now charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. According to these court documents, that deadly weapon is his bodily fluids.
And his disgusting actions have left many of us with permanent health concerns.
These attorneys are reading statements from the 13 women who have now contracted herpes after they say Diaz was tainting the water bottles they left in their offices when he was supposed to be cleaning the building at night when everyone was gone.
My baby asked me last time, Mom, you don't love me anymore? That's why you can't kiss me? I was never one to believe monsters existed until I was proven by humans that they exist.
If she had looked inside herself, she would have seen that monsters exist inside of her. And that's what Jasmine Cricket wants. Hey, leave them here. Leave them alone. Hell on earth. Now you see, and if you notice, the reporter female, the female talking, so-called mom talking, where are the men? Where's the light? The light is out. and nothing but hell can reign on the earth. Now, you can have perfect peace in spite of the hell, men and women, if you work on you. You can overcome and be in perfect peace amongst all this hell. This man, according to the report, is an immigrant. A woman left her hidden camera on a desk and caught the man in the act. Fox 26.
When water bottles began to smell funny and sometimes had urine in them, one woman left a hidden camera on her desk, and detectives say the custodian, Diaz, is on video unzipping his pants and rubbing himself on the interior and mouth of the bottle. According to the attorneys, the building owner waited 6 days before notifying other tenants in the building, which is full of private physician practices.
Even after the building management knew about the video, they did not contact the police. Our clients did.
He was allowed to come back in. He continued to conduct himself this way. And there's, who knows how many people picked up their water bottle during that 6 days and were affected by his actions.
Now, according to investigators, when the janitor was allowed to return to work, the woman's hidden camera caught him once again tainting her water bottle. Now, the lawsuit has been filed against everyone from the building owner to the cleaning company that hired the man. The attorneys say they have no idea how many victims are out there.
Amazing, huh? Can't you see Satan telling that man at work? He's working, everybody going home. I mean, and Satan's like, you know what? Do this to the water bottles, and then laugh. Get your thrill from that. Can't you just see Satan telling a man to do that? It occurred in his mind, his imagination, and he did it. And he got a thrill from it. He wasn't thinking about the consequences. He was thinking about the thrill at the time. This is hell on earth coming through. Human beings. Hell lives in the wicked heart of human beings. And it comes out. What do you call that word, Nick? Whatever's in you come out there?
You're projecting.
They're projecting. You're projecting. It's in you. That's why you need a brand new heart. Salvation is of the heart. One last thing, and I got to take your calls. The White House, God bless Donald Trump. What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obeys him. The world obeys him. No word, China gonna, Satan trying to challenge God, the Son of God. No word, China gonna buckle. China be like, what the? Well, according to this report, yesterday the White House posted on X an ICE 24/7 tip line and an online tip form. Watch this image. This is what it looked like.
On X from the White House says ICE 24/7 tip line, and they give them the number here. 866-DHS-2-ICE or 866-347-2423. Don't call that number on me.
On the anchor baby, not the anchor baby, y'all. But you can now report illegal aliens in your neighborhood, in your apartment buildings, at your jobs, and you're protected. So don't be afraid. They will never know it's you. When I come back, I'm taking your phone calls and your super chats. 888-7753-773. Hell on earth coming through human being. Every angry male or female is living a life of hell. They're operating for evil. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Goldman Sachs and other major investment firms are predicting positive gold value predictions. Are you ready for it? Are you ready? Are you ready for the coming of the gold? Are you ready? Are you ready for the coming of the gold? If not, get ready. And don't say I didn't warn you. Have you considered adding gold to your investment portfolio? Portfolio. Have you ever considered that? I'm black. I can't always say that word, but that practice over and over. But have you? You got to look out for you spiritually and financially. You are responsible for you. So we have a special promo still going on for my listeners. Between Gold Co. and my listeners. Special offer. Qualified accounts receive a 10% instant match in bonus silver. Qualified accounts receive a 10% instant match in bonus silver. So check it out. I recommend you learn more about it by going to jessielovesgold.com/jessielovesgold.com or call 855-644-GOLD. That's 855-644-GOLD or jessielovesgold.com. Tell them I sent you. Jesse, that is. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Alex, a first-time caller out of Texas. Texas is the place, dude. Alice, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well. How you?
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days.
Amazing days, too.
Hey, man. Hey, so, Jesse, I'm curious. So, I have a roommate, and I know how much you love dogs. His dog is continuously, you know, I'm having a wait-and-see attitude.
Uh-huh.
And I'm waiting and seeing that his dog keeps pissing and shitting in the living room.
Hey, we're on the air. You can't speak that. We have children.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm seeing that his dog is continuously pooping and peeing in the living room.
Okay.
Is there a way to approach this scenario?
Did he have the dog when you moved in, or when he moved into with you?
He did.
He already had. He was living there first. He had the dog when you moved in, right?
Well, we moved. We got a place together, so we both.
Oh, I just said.
Signed a lease.
Okay.
And now we live together.
And so did he have, and so why did you agree to live with someone that had a dog?
I was in a fallen state.
I understand. And when you talk to him about the dog now, what does he say?
He just acts surprised and then says that he's going to let the dog out But then he goes to work for, you know, a 12-hour shift, and the problem continues.
And your question for me is what?
What's the approach for it? Because I thought that the correct approach would be to wait and see, to not make it my problem. But it is my problem because, I've put myself in this situation.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Like, I understand that, you know, my next lease, I'm not going to live with this person. But I have to continue living here for the next 6 months because I can't break the contract. That would be really bad because I wouldn't be able to rent again if I had like a contract breach in my rental history. So I want to know if there's a proper way to handle this, or because what I've been doing is just waiting and seeing. I bring up I speak what's happening to him to make him known that the dog is causing this problem.
Right.
But it continues to happen. So I'm doing my part to not get angry about it. I haven't gotten angry about it, but I am just seeing it.
Do you clean up the dog bathroom stuff?
I don't clean it up.
Oh, okay, good. So here's what I recommend. Do it to all, but I recommend you don't get angry. Be clear with him about it. This is nasty. This is horrible. I'll move it out when the lease, agreement is up. I'll move it out. And then just stay calm. Don't be angry and move out when your lease is up.
Right.
Because
okay.
you moved in with him knowing that he had a dog. And anyone that have a dog in the home is never going to do right. They're going to always put the dog before human beings. And so now you're learning. Now you're seeing. So just don't get angry. Have a good talk with him about the dog. I've spoken to you about this dog. You refuse to clean up his mess and do something to prevent him from doing this in the home. And I understand that you're not going to change. When this lease is up, I'm moving out.
Right. Okay, I understand.
Are you able to talk to the owner of the building and let him know that what's happening with the dog situation and you would like to get out of that lease or lease another apartment by yourself in the same building?
Right. That's an excellent idea.
You haven't done that?
I'll consider doing that. Since we live in a house, I can't get a different unit.
Oh, you live in a house. Okay.
But I can bring it up to the landlord.
Yeah, but be clear with the boy, your roommate, but don't be angry. And just let him know, I'm not going to live like this, and you don't care, and I understand it. So when the lease is up, and 6 months will go by fast, and the lease is up, I'm out. But don't argue with him. Don't be mad at him and all that stuff. You just start looking for a new place to live. And I'm telling you, man, it'll turn out so well for you. It'll be amazing.
Right, I understand.
Are you able to sublease that place? There are other people who like dogs, and they don't care about the dog. Use the toilet in the room. Are you able to sublease?
Right. That might be in the lease. There might be potential that I could do that as well. I can consider doing that.
Yeah, see if you can do that. And then if so, you can sublease the place. Make sure the manager the owner of the home is okay with it, and maybe you can move before that because there are so many people, especially women, who don't mind that the dog poop in their mouth in the house. Anyway, they don't care. So you may be able to do that.
Right, I like that. But, hey, and Jesse, can I ask you something else?
Yeah, but the point is, don't get angry.
Right, exactly.
Go ahead.
Hey, so I've been doing the silent prayer, and I've just been, you know, I've waited to call you. I've waited months because I wanted to. I heard you say wait and see, so I wanted to see, you know, like if I could observe what's happening. And what I've noticed from doing the silent prayer is that there's like 10 to 12 minutes a day in the morning and at night when I do it. I feel that those have been the only moments in my entire life that I'm experiencing peace.
Yep.
Does that sound...
Absolutely.
Does that sound in line?
Yeah. And the reason you experience it, because the real you is being separated from the not you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. You're not your body. And so the real you is starting to be separated from the false you. And the real you, there's nothing but peace. There's no anger, no worry, no nothing but peace with the real you. It's just that you've been living the not you, the fake you, all your life because you became angry as a kid. And you went into this false world, and you've been living there. So now you're starting to be aware of that. And the awareness is bringing you back to who you really are. Absolutely.
Amazing. It's amazing because, like, I'm noticing, I'm, like, saying to myself, wow, these couple minutes are the only time I've ever really experienced peace because nothing's happening. Like, and I was almost yeah. shocked at first. You know, like, I've heard you say that you might feel sick and whatever, and I felt sick while doing the silent prayer because I'm just like, I've never felt this actual stillness, this nothing, like,
yeah.
the feeling of nothing occurring is what peace is. It's like an absolute stillness.
100%. 100%. And what's going to happen if you stay with it, you stay with the silent prayer. Most people don't with the silent prayer. They stop being present. But if you stay with it, you're going to return back to the real you. You're going to overcome this false you, and the real you will appear, and you're going to always have perfect peace. It won't matter what's happening in the world out there with your friends, family, your enemies, or anything. It will not bother you. Inwardly, you will have perfect peace. Nothing will matter, and your life will work by itself. Your relationships will work by itself. And you would not have anything to do with it. You would just live. And God created you to live. He didn't create you to take over. He created you to let him control you with perfect love.
Right. It makes total sense because every second that you're thinking, that whenever you're alive, if you're either thinking, if you're in anxiety or depression, you're not in the present moment.
Right.
You're in thoughts. You're in a fake imaginary world. So you're missing out on the present moment.
Absolutely. You were created to live 100% a no thinking life. You want to live by observation. You don't want to live by thinking. You can't live. That's not a life.
Amazing. Jesse, I have to express the ultimate gratitude for, you know, I understand that these aren't your thoughts. This is, you know, God communicating through you, and you're right. communicating the truth. And so some of us are able to hear the truth and,
right.
you know, act on it. So I have ultimate gratitude for what you're doing, Jesse.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You forgave your mother?
I did forgive my mother. I did it several months ago. Okay. When I first started listening to you, I went to my mother, and I forgave her, and it's been amazing. I know you said that it was going to be amazing,
yeah.
but truly it's been radically amazing. I almost can't put into words the return to the Father and the experience that is.
Hello? Oh,
yes, sir.
Oh, okay. What human beings don't know, and some are starting to see now, men and women around the world, the number one greatest thing you can do for yourself is to forgive. Once you forgive, really realize you're wrong for being angry, you can only have perfect peace. Really, it just gets better and better. So right on, man. And you stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir. I will. After forgiving, it made me, for the first time in my life, stop blaming other people.
Absolutely.
And I truly looked at myself and understood that I am an evil person. I have no right to be angry at my mother.
That's right. Absolutely, man. That's deep. Well, you stay with it, stay with it. You're absolutely right.
Oh, and I guess I have one more thing. is, hey, since I forgave her, now she's just been nagging me. I don't know, like, she even tried to show up at my house because, you know, like, I noticed that she tries to guilt trip me into, like, interacting with her and things like that now. She even showed up at my house last weekend. I just didn't open the door. I didn't open the gate.
Well, here's what you do. If she does it again, you let her know, I never do this again, mother. If you do, you're barred from my life. I have nothing to do with you. She's disrespecting you. She's imposed her will on you. She's trying to get control of you again. Don't be angry, but don't tolerate that at all. Zero.
Amazing.
And just be straight up about it. Because you have no obligation to your mother at all. Zero.
Amazing. This is amazing, Jesse. I'm so glad I got to communicate with you and express the gratitude, Jesse. I got to get to class. I got to get to work.
You stay with it.
I got to let you go, Jesse, but I appreciate you so much and your team.
Right on. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Super chat. Super, super.
Super chat. Super chats.
Kayla says, with a coffee, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Jesse, Hake, and all at Bond. I find myself communicating people in my daily life only when I absolutely have to and opting to spend time alone rather than being around people because the thoughts tell me people don't understand and I'm better off alone. You've said this journey is one we have to take alone. Is that why I see myself so disconnected from people around me?
You're overcoming the world. Absolutely. Stay with it.
She says, I'm overthinking everything because I'm breaking through and letting go of pot and overcoming. Hallelujah. Thank you all. Heart, party, and maracas.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, and watch those thoughts, and don't call yourself overthinking, and because you are, you'll be lost in them. Let the thoughts pass, and you'll be fine.
Michelle Z bought 5 coffees. Jesse, how do I release the need to control others? I feel insecure and fearful around people because I feel I have no control over what they do or don't do.
Repeat that.
How do I release the need to control others? I feel insecure and fearful around people because I can't control them. How are they going
to
act?
Don't try to control them. You're not. You can't control anyone else. You can't even control yourself. You're not in control. Let go of that idea, and you'll be fine. Let people live like they want to live. It has nothing to do with you. You just focus on you, and just as you can't help yourself, just know they cannot help themselves. They cannot see. And move on with your life. Amazing.
3 coffees from Luke. I am mixed race Eurasian. And growing up, I always ticked the box for white on demographic forms. And I remember my teachers were always confused by that since my skin is brown, says Luke.
Amazing.
Shout out, Luke.
He's
mixed and he considers himself white. Based.
Everybody want to be white.
Nice.
And so, baby Jessica's daddy.
I approve.
It's unfortunate they ask you to do stuff like that on the box. It doesn't even make sense. But amazing.
And I'm accepting the Irish and Italians as white now.
I don't know what to say about you now.
Santino bought 5 coffees. A wise man once said that day a mosquito lands in a sensitive area on you is the day you will realize that not every problem should be solved with force. LOL. Lots of laughs. Amazing. Sorry, kids, he says. Santino.
What a mess. Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, Santino and Luke. Anthony on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App.
Thank you.
Manhood Hour Wednesday. Good morning, JLP show.
Good morning. Thank you for your support.
Anthony also says with another Cash App, what Democrats call compassion, the wise see pity.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You can say that again. Thank you.
Lin Yen Shin says, a job is just a control node within the fuller complex of our nervous system as a whole. Yes, mankind is moving forward as a single entity, charging toward eternity. Jesse, that means all are one.
Thank you. Amazing. Thanks.
And Lin Yen Shin says with a follow-up, no, Hake, nervous system, not of you, but all mankind. Thank you, Lin Yen Shin.
Amazing. Thanks for your support.
Blunt Wit, good morning, and I enjoy tuning in to the show as often as possible, one day at a time. Jobless and good luck. Oh, God bless and good luck. Sorry.
Jobless and good. What? He black.
Just fire me. Bring back. Joelle Friday was a great super chat reader.
I know.
By the way.
The best.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
Old Roy says on Rumble with a Rumble rant, it is hump day, getting over the hump of the middle of the week. Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday's the middle of the week, right?
Yeah.
Amazing.
So
thank
you're
you.
Over the hump.
That's and right.
And then it's just downhill from here.
There you go.
Easy going. Somebody on X, Sowell, says emotions are life. Because you had said, like, weeds are not necessary yesterday, I think,
right,
for the tilling the dry ground.
Right.
You said emotions are not necessary for life.
Right.
But Sowell says emotions are life.
There's not one human being, not one, who have identified with emotions and are having a life. Emotions are not life. Emotions are dry weed. They are thorn in your side. They are destructive. There's nothing good about emotion. And God did not create you to be emotional. Evil did the moment you became angry. But if you want to hold on to it, I wish you well. Amazing. Thank you.
Francesco on X, the live stream. Hi, Jesse, from Italy.
Heard around the world by everybody. And they, mama. Thank you. Nice.
And hopefully I pronounced your name right, Francesco. Mike bought a coffee, Mike Young. Hey, Jesse and James Hake, help me understand something about Jasmine Crockett, Don Lemon, and so many others defending illegal aliens. And again, excuse my language, but basically they're saying F as in forget. You, Lake and Riley, she was just some poor white woman who was killed by an illegal alien. No big deal, right? I don't understand. Why are they doing this, Jesse and James Hake?
They're evil.
Yeah.
That's all. That's the answer. They are evil. Amazing. Thank you.
Ryan on Buy Me a Coffee. The black female St. Louis City mayor just lost the election. She is ticked. He didn't say ticked, though. He said the P word for ticked.
Oh, she lost?
She even cussed in her concession speech. What is wrong with the blacks?
What a mess. Thank God. She's gone. I wasn't aware. That happened today?
I don't know. I didn't even know it was a black female mayor of St. Louis.
All right.
Kara Spencer defeated the incumbent mayor, Tishara Jones.
Another woman.
April 8th, 2025. 64% of the vote. Kara Spencer, another woman, beat Tishara Jones.
Don't rejoice. It's the same spirit.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan. Nomo Thoughts says, my pretend to be holy mother goes to one of those women's Bible study groups like every week. Last Christmas.
What happened?
His pretending to be holy mother goes to the women's Bible study groups that you talked about like every week. And I think I'll have to read the rest of this Nomo Thoughts coffee after the break or so.
Hey, ask your mama what's wrong with her.
Thank you, guys. We'll read more later.
Thank you. I'll be back in a moment. Manhood Hours coming up. Back to your phone calls. Intermission Super Chat. Hate news, not the fake news, coming up right now. I'll be back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
Get your Punchy's coffee. That is rebuildingtheman.com/stores. I had leftover Church Punchies coffee all week last week. It was so delicious. I don't need fresh coffee. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, April 9th, AD 2025. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour here. Coming right up, JLP will be right back to your calls and more great stories and the rest of your super chats, hopefully, if the Lord is willing and the creek doesn't rise. And there is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News. And we will get to your calls as well. Nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, is reporting on IRS resignations. That sounds like good news. There's this evil judge. I'm calling him evil. Or her. I don't even know. Pretending like the AP. You remember the far-left extremist outlet, the AP, anti-American, anti-Trump, Associated Press? They deserve anti-discrimination special treatment with the First Amendment. All of a sudden, the judges care about the First Amendment for the liberal media. Psh. And so they get to go into the Oval Office again per this judge. We'll see how Trump handles that, because Trump had kicked them out because they won't call the Gulf of America the Gulf of America. They're like, the Gulf of Mexico, because we're a global news outlet. Globo homo. Sick. More college funding freezes, also nice news. Don't get carbon monoxide poisoning overseas. Whole lot of people going abroad, Americans who go abroad, they get killed with carbon monoxide poisoning. It's odorless and stuff like that, and so you can just fall asleep and die, I guess. And it's terrible. It's terrible. So I don't know, the third world countries or, you know, vacation countries, be careful. I don't know how it happens. And Robbie Williams, he's like a singer guy, I guess, from 20 years ago. He got scurvy, maybe 25. Scurvy. That's a serious vitamin C deficiency, bleeding gums and all kinds of stuff. He was like depressed and mentally ill 20 years ago, and he got it again. He's like, what? He was hardly eating, and so he got scurvy. Anyway, whatever. Don't really care. But shout out. It's interesting. To me, acting IRS Commissioner Melanie Krause, a woman, informed her staff on Tuesday she is planning to leave the agency. Melanie Krause's decision comes on the heels of a finalized agreement for the IRS to hand over sensitive taxpayer information to the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, to help the Trump administration find and deport illegal aliens. They want to call them undocumented immigrants. How are you going to find undocumented immigrants in documents? That means that they're documented. Anyway, Melanie Krause is the third IRS so-called chief, a woman. Speaking of Jesse's theme today, these women being handed the country over to them. To leave the agency since Trump came back in office, IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel, resigned on Inauguration Day. Nice. Doug O'Donnell. Sounds perhaps Irish. Shout out. We love them. They're white now. The acting commissioner who succeeded Werfel refused to sign the data sharing agreement with DHS, Department of Homeland Security, in February. The evil IRS protecting the illegals, the money grubbing IRS. And illegals get like tax. They get tax money back to them. Anyway. In February, he refused to sign with the DHS in February, you know, share the info. And he retired a short time later. Then this Melanie Krause woman took over in an acting capacity to push through the controversial, meaning reasonable, idea. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent ultimately signed the Memorandum of Understanding with the Department of so-called Homeland Security. Wow. And a federal judge ruled Tuesday that the White on the Inside White House's decision to punish the evil Associated Press, AP, and limit their so-called reporters' access, communist buzzword, to President Trump's events, the Oval Office, Air Force One, was unconstitutional. Judges don't know anything. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Manhood Hour.
Thank you. have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Justin Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. What the? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, are you a single-minded person? Are you a single-minded person? We have every way that you can watch and support the show. Listen on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. All right? And if you're running around doing whatever you're doing and you like, you podcast the show, you watch it a little later, you can be watching the show and listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad. At least listen. You can't watch it. Why? Well, I see people do it all the time at the gym, though. But you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. It's the last hour of the show on Wednesday. Though we take women call, everybody calls. Wednesday, last hour of the show is and always will be Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. Yo, yikes. A man is a male who turned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and yikes. Lead the way.
Are any women in charge?
So I had to go around the country and educate people about what immigrants do for this country, or the fact that we are a country of immigrants.
It makes sense that women would be in charge.
I will break your glasses with my bare hands if you do not get back inside your house. Do you understand me?
Women should be in charge of everything.
Point. What I'm saying.
That's right. But that's
war. We done picking cotton. We are. You can't pay us enough to find a plantation.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Who is she speaking for? We done picking cotton. God in Christ? Christ in man? Man over woman. Ain't nothing going to work but that. That's an amazing video, Anchor Baby. Thank you. Anchor Baby did that, put that together. I don't care if it's the woman teaching Bible classes. Can you imagine a woman teaching Bible study and people go to Bible study? I can't get past that. What I think about it, I'm like, what the? Women were not created to lead. It ain't going to work. Can't work. Not going to work. Will not work. You heard a caller just now said that he went and forgave his mother. He has his own place now. His mama come over there and try to just come into his house anyway. He doesn't answer the gate or anything. Don't let her in. Like she's his girlfriend. Like she's his woman. And he tried to get away from his woman. Mama, your son is not your boyfriend. It's not your husband. As an adult, not your responsibility. God in Christ, all over the world. Christ in man, all over the world. Man over woman, women over children. Ain't nothing, if you got children, if you're married. If not, fine. But ain't nothing going to work but that. It ain't going to work no other way. All you're going to end up with beta men, weak beta males. It's amazing, too, what men do for women because they don't know how to deal with them. It's their mothers. Christian men, secular men, atheist men, Jewish men, Allahu Akbar men, Mormon men, those people who ride the buggy, they horse the buggy, they don't have Teslas on their neighborhood.
Amish
men. Amazing. But my country is not going to get better. Men, your light is out, but you are the light of the world. It's just gone out. You're the salt of the earth, but you have no flavor. When you return to the Father by forgiving your mother, because all men act just like a woman. They argue like because they have the spirit of the woman, which is the spirit of evil. They get mad. Any angry male is a female. The anger of a male is that of a female. So they act like a woman. They are jealous like a woman. They are revengeful and nasty like a woman. They are insecure. They compare themselves to others. They want to be like others. They are not able to live their own lives. They are constantly, if they're married, manipulated and controlled by their wives. And many times they don't even know it. They know they have this feeling for the woman. They're just doing this and doing that. They don't know they're being controlled because they have the feeling. If you love your wife, you will not have a feeling for her, dummies. And then she cannot manipulate you even when she tries. And you can mark my words, she will try. Ladies are overcoming this. If you doubt me, listen to the Sunday Morning Fellowship. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. You'll see, ladies, you can overcome your misery. And you are miserable. Look at Jasmine Crooked and those women. Those women, that woman are yelling at the man on the street there. That's in every female. The Bible studying, teaching woman, the preaching woman in the pulpit, the woman in politics, the atheist, the liberation order of female, or whatever they call themselves, Palestine liberation, whatever. Men, you can overcome it, and you should. The world needs you. But ladies, you do not have to have a man to overcome your father's state. You and you alone, ladies, are responsible for your own psychological state, emotions, and your own salvation. You can overcome. You don't need a man for that. Matter of fact, a man cannot help you do that. Nobody can. You can be free, ladies. See that you are evil. You are angry. See what you've done to your own life and your children. If you have children, go forgive your mothers, and God will change your heart. He will give you a pure heart, a love, heart of love, heart of love, and not a heart of stone. All right? And when men return to their natural state of being, all men, no matter what your title is, all men must respond to the return to their natural state of being if they want to be free. There's no way they would tolerate mess like this. Watch this from Essence. What's the name of the guy? I don't think Daniel.
Oh, this is Zaya Wade.
Did Daniel go away, David go away?
Derek.
I mean, Daniel go. What's his name?
Derek.
So Zaya Wade is leaving high school, and his father, Dwayne Wade, couldn't be prouder. Before he crosses the stage in a few months, the 17-year-old took senior pictures, which he posted on his Instagram page. And here's an image of his Instagram page.
Correct. We're looking at the first one here. Zaya Wade, grown up. I remember.
That's a guy?
That's the same Zaya Wade we saw growing up in those, you know, because we've seen him in the news.
But that's a guy, though?
That's a boy.
Oh, that's that black.
Dwayne Wade, the basketball player's
son, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I remember. And that's what he looked like now?
It says senior pics, try not to cry, dad. And it says Zaya Wade, the name of the account. Zaya Wade. And this is that second picture here.
What happened?
It says Dwayne, it looks like a comment from the father, Dwayne Wade, that says, just proud that I get to see this day. Heart face emoji.
So he's like going all girl?
Cool. Last I remember, they were saying they were trans or something like that.
His father is married to that female Gabrielle, right?
Correct. Gabrielle Union.
Gabrielle Union. What the?
Which is not the actual mother of some or one of Dwayne Wade's kids.
I remember that it was reported from Brave, I believe, that Gabrielle Union used to take this boy to gay parade and things like that when he was little. Mm. And she was his stepmother, I believe, not even the real mother. What happened to this man, this boy, daddy? He allowed this to happen.
Right, I was just thinking, I don't even think Zaya was the original name.
What was it?
According to Brave, it was Zion. Zion Wade.
It's too bad for this boy. It really is. He would never be happy. He would never have peace unless he overcome this. Really, he's not going to have peace. I don't care how much money he has, where he live, how many footballs he can throw. He would never, or basketball, he can throw up in a net. He would never have peace. Men, you are, the light is gone out, so the light in the world is gone out. The salt has no flavor, so there's flavor going out in the world because the men's light has been put out by their mothers when they were little boys. But you can get it back if you forgive your mothers and your fathers. God will forgive you and give you back the light, and it's going to blow your mind with perfect peace. Here's where a rapper, according to WBRZ, a rap. I can't believe that was a boy. That looked just like a girl, a black girl. What the? But anyway, this is hell on earth. Hell is right here on earth. You don't have to wait to die. You're already dead if you have anger. If you have anger, you're afraid, you have fear, you're desperate, and you cry at night. WBRZ, a rapper with connection to the Bleeders gang, visit his Baton Rouge alma mater and record a video with the student imitating gunfire last week now, or the week before. Watch this from WBRZ.
Thank you. Developing tonight, the East Baton Rouge School District responding after a rapper's visit to a school drew harsh criticism from EBR leaders and the state attorney general. Earlier this week, parents reached out to WBRZ after David Catherine, also known as Real Bleeda, stopped by Park Forest Middle School on Wednesday to donate snacks for leak testing and a PlayStation 5 to the eSports program. According to sources with the school system, Catherine asked to film a TikTok video with students and added a song with explicit lyrics when it was posted online. The principal says he only knew Catherine as a rapper and was not aware of any alleged involvement with gangs. The district attorney addressing the incident this evening saying upon learning about this individual's background, the district initiated an internal investigation to ensure that we are addressing the situation appropriately.
Hell on earth. Now do you believe me when I tell you that hell is right here on earth and it comes through human beings? Evil men and women, boys and girls, create hell upon the earth because that's inside of them. You don't have to wait to die. You're already in hell. And you suffer. This earth and what's happening in it is the Old Testament. This is why you must return to the Father so you can live from the New Testament within. Within. It's up to you. You can stay in your hell or overcome it. Liz Murr called the visit absolutely unacceptable. Watch it.
Now, AG Liz Morrill blasted the school system on social media, calling the visit, in her words, absolutely unacceptable. Morrill says allowing Catherine on campus basically turns a day at elementary school into a day of recruiting for a gang. In her words, it violates a number of school privacy laws. This is appalling, she says, on so many levels. She went on to say crime is already out of control in Baton Rouge and says that we should not glorify violence at our schools or any place of learning. Morrill says her office is looking into the situation.
Another female put in position of so-called leadership. Female leadership does not work, cannot work, ain't gonna work. Even in the home, if the father is not guiding the wife, the mother of his children, into raising the children, it's not gonna work. She can't do it on her own. It's not in her nature. This female, that's why this guy can go in there and do the rap thing. A woman is in charge. This is never going to end. It can't end unless men take over again. Women are open to evil, and evil knows it, and it's come right through her. The kids are not going to respect these females. They have no authority. They need the father. You notice that the world did not respect America until Donald Trump came back. Daddy returned home, and the world bowed down and worshiped him. It ain't gonna change. You're putting females in charge of my country? Goodbye, America. All this other stuff you pretended to be doing, it's only adding to the problem. It's not solving the problem. The great white hope, Donald Trump, I believe, going to bring back jobs and opportunities and shut down the borders and deport the illegals and make our lives for those who are not comfortable, make their physical life fine, but you're still going to cry at night. You're still going to be afraid. You'll be fat and full, but you'll be afraid. And you will cry at night. Physical things cannot solve the spiritual things. One last quick one for now. WPRZ is reporting a man was shot on Newcastle Avenue last Tuesday when he was defending his daughter from bullying bullies. Watch this from WBRZ.
Sylvia, Michael Corey Bro remains hospitalized tonight and says he wants the teenager who shot him caught before he hurts another family.
We got to do better, bro. We have to do better. Look, this don't hurt as much as knowing that we have this world where these young kids figure and just go, we don't have a future, so let's burn it all.
Emotions pouring out from Corey Bro. He was the man shot last week at an apartment complex off of Newcastle Avenue. Today, he and his wife, Lorena, are advocating for change.
Thing about it is, you know, a lot of people say that when it comes down to it, you know, wrong place, wrong time. But this happened in front of his home, our home. He wasn't in the wrong place at the wrong time. Those other people were, but he was not.
The couple says this all started after Corey said he heard a group of teenagers taunting his daughter one too many times.
Girl yells out, emo girl, emo girl. And I'm like, I'm so tired of that. I really am. The many times we've been together and we heard that stuff. And I'm like, just because she's different from you doesn't mean that it's funny. Like, do you think that's a joke?
Amazing, huh? Absolutely amazing. It's only going to get worse. There's nothing to stop it. The women are in charge now. You have given it over to them. They didn't earn it. They didn't get it because they earned it or you gave it to them. Like you give up your home when you're married to the woman and she destroys your children. Here's where the... Did we just play where the... I thought I saw where the father was shot. We just played it, right, Nick? Did we? I just saw the father being shot in that first time. Right?
But I think there may be more.
Here's the father confronted the team, and he was shot three times.
Corey said they've been living at the complex for 10 years and didn't know all of the teenagers that was targeting his child. So he confronted them, asking them to leave.
You know, they're going, oh, man, whatever. You don't want none of this. You want none of this. Get the F on. Like, telling me to get the F on. Right, and I'm like, no, you get the F on because you're by my house.
From there, it only snowballed. Corey says as he continued to argue with the group, one of the teenagers pointed the gun at his daughter. That's when Corey stepped between them.
The guy points it and opens fire at closer range and gets him three times.
Corey had to have emergency surgery following the shooting, and his family says it is a miracle that he is still here.
What's wrong with the blacks? This is happening with white women, too, and white people, because the men have turned over their leadership position to the woman. And white women are going crazy. They're going out of control because there's nothing there to control them. The light is out. Because I don't care how they talk about, oh, men should not play in women's sport. They don't care about men, women playing in men's sport. That's different. It's all not true. I am not getting my country. My country's not coming back. Hello, Jesse. It's not coming back. But I know it now without a doubt. I know it without a doubt. That's why I work on myself. I live from within. And I'm just fine with what's happening out there. Totally fine with it. The devil children are doing what the devil children do to each other. They kill. They rob. They steal, they lie on, they destroy one another because there's no love in anger. There's no love in hell. There's no love in evil. And all angry people are evil. Christ said, don't even trust them. Never trust an angry person. An angry person is a murderer. I remember that black boy we showed just now, and his father was Dwayne Wade or something like that. I remember seeing some reports of when Dwayne Wade's ex-wife was against them changing their son's name back in 2022. That's from AOL. Then his wife's like, no, that's a boy. What the? And then long term, Gabrielle, at some point she came into the picture. It was over. You're never supposed to have a stepmom or a stepdad or stepmother or a stepfather. And you're never supposed to marry a woman older than you. Apparently, Gabrielle was older than Dwayne. He married an older woman. Listen to the woman. Every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer. Let me go to San Diego and talk to a first-time caller. No, not San Diego. My bad. My bad. Columbia, heard around the world, and talk to Diego. Diego. Diego, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Sir, can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I've been following you for quite some time, and I really appreciate your message that, like, simplifies the message of Jesus in the Bible.
Yeah.
And the way you break it down is really clear, so thank you.
You're welcome.
And I've been trying to apply it to my particular story, but I'm having difficulty because, yes, my mom, you know, she has issues, you know, she's insecure and things like that. But I'm trying to forgive her. But the problem I have is that my father abused her, beat her, and financially took advantage of her. So it's hard for me to understand how she's the evil one when it seems like my father was the evil one.
And how old are you?
I'm 29, sir.
And why are you having a problem with what happened to her?
Well, because I've been trying to look for my father for many years.
Right.
And I can't find him. You know, he disappeared. And so...
And so how do you know about that?
Talking to her and talking to a few other families. I have half-brothers and half-sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like he's had a history of, you know, getting with a woman and then things go wrong and then he disappears. So he seems like he's gone through a lot and he just kind of checks out, I guess. Went to buy cigarettes.
And did you find, you haven't been able to find him?
No, sir.
Oh, okay. I want you to know, whatever happened to your father and mother, you should not feel one thing about it at all for him or her, because what they did it to one another. Your mother is not an angel, and it wasn't easy for your father to deal with her. And your father is not an angel either. The hell in him could not deal with the hell in your mother. And you're right, they're both evil. But you should not be feeling anything for your mother, because your mother is not telling you the whole story. Some of what she said may or may not be true, but she's not telling you the whole story. I drove your dad crazy. He didn't know how to handle me. I picked your daddy. She's not telling you that part. So you should not be feeling anything for him or her. Their problems are their problems, and it has nothing to do with you.
What she told me was that, and I've spoken to other people on my mother's side of the family, was that he was a really charming guy, really charming, a great craftsman. But apparently it was all kind of like a mask, because he borrowed a lot of money from her and then wasn't financially successful. So I think his business failed. And I think when she tried to confront him about that, that's when he got angry and hit her. And it wasn't until she went to see my grandma that she was covered in bruises, that, you know, my grandma and my mom took action and basically got us out of the house. And from then on, we never saw him again.
You should not believe one thing that anyone tell you about your father. Wait until, and if you find him or see him, you can ask him. Do not believe one thing. Your mother and her mama and their family are not telling you the whole deal about your father. Do not believe one iota of it. And they're wrong for telling you. Can you hold for a minute?
Yes, sir.
Hold on. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. and I'll be back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And after Joel Friday TV, The American Anchor Baby at 12. Pacific Time, and the American Anchor Baby is on YouTube and Locals.
Rumble.
You got to know how to rumble at 12 noon. Check it out. I want to go quickly back to Diego, first-time caller out of Colombia. Diego.
Can you hear me?
I can now. Don't believe anything that your grandmama, your mama, your auntie, or anyone told you about your father. First of all, they had nobody to tell you that because it has nothing to do with you in between the two of them. Children want to love both parents, the father and the mother, but the mothers and the grandmother would turn the children away from the father, and they're going to give you this idea about your father. And you're going to identify with the mother, and you're going to think it's real, and you're going to hold a grudge against your father. Whatever your father and mother did, it was between those two. They both brought misery upon themselves. Neither one of them are angels, and you should not feel anything about your father in that way or your mother. Leave their hell on them. You don't hold anything, and you move on with your life.
I guess that's where I'm having difficulty because my heart aches a lot. Like I can see the sadness in my mom or anger in my mom, and then I can see just from all the stories I've heard and looking at the evidence that I've seen, like there's court evidence, and I've done like white pages to look for my father, and it all seems pretty true. I don't think she's lying. I don't think she's completely lying here. Maybe the story is not exactly right, but it's all I got right now to work with.
But you don't need that to work with at all. It's not your business. Your mother's evil and your grandmother's evil for even telling you that at all. What reason would they tell you that? There's nothing you can do about it. It had nothing to do with you. It was two individuals who got together and created hell. Two people in hell got together and created more hell for each other. Your parents, your mother only telling you about that because she wants you to agree with her. And she wants to turn you away from her father, which is evil. She had no business telling you any of that. It had nothing to do with you.
So how do I move on? Because, it's affected a lot of the relationships I've had with women over the years.
Of course.
You know, it's affected my ability to, like, stay focused and work.
Of course.
I even ended up, I tried to separate myself from my mom.
Uh-huh.
And it only ended up me ending up in jail.
Of course.
And she helped me get out of jail. And so here I am trying to rebuild my life again. And it's like, I'm afraid of leaving again. And then...
You live with your mama?
Only then to... I live with my grandmother right now.
Of course. Here's what I recommend.
And, yes, sir.
And what?
I just don't want to, like, walk away and still be angry and then project that anger with new women that I meet.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Know, whatever future, you know, the whole idea of having a wife and kids, all that stuff, it just seems like a mess in my mind because, you know, some of the girls I dated, they definitely gave me the vibe of my mama.
Yeah.
You know,
you're attracted to what you hate. Every woman you get involved with will be your mama, and your mother set you up by turning you away from your father. That's why she told you all that stuff about your father. She and her mother wanted to turn you away from your father, and they've done that. Now you hate all women because you hate your mother, and every woman you get involved with will be your mother, and you got to repeat that same cycle, the same hell your father had to go through with your mother. You're going to go through with every woman. Unless you go and forgive your mother for what she's done. Mother, you should have never told me all that stuff about my father. It had nothing to do with me. It may have did happen or not. It's not my business between the two of you. And Grandma, you two are evil for telling me that. I'm sorry for being angry at you about it because every woman I get involved with now is you. I'm dealing with the same thing my dad had to deal with you guys. I'm sorry for resenting you. And don't have them, don't expect them to apologize or anything. Whatever it is on them, God will forgive you when you apologize for resenting them. And he will forgive you and give you back you. He will take away your mother's spirit, which is evil. He will take it away from you and give you back yourself. And you will never be attracted to another evil woman. And don't even look for a woman. You look for what is right first. Seek the truth. Seek the kingdom of God. And he'll take care of you. He'll add on to you what is meant to be. If it's meant for you to have a woman, he'll put one in your life. If not, you'll be just fine because you'll have perfect peace. But you got to forgive your mother for what she's done to you.
I think I did forgive her, but... It
didn't
work.
Did you tell her?
You know, I told her, but, you know, her behavior hasn't changed. And so it still gets me frustrated, right? You know?
Well, now you see what your father had to deal with. This is what your father had to deal with. She's not going to tell you, son, I was such a bitch. Your mama, your daddy couldn't handle me. He didn't know I was just like his mama. He didn't know how to deal with me. He loved you. And when he left me. He did not leave you. She doesn't want you to know that because she doesn't want you to have peace. She doesn't want you to love your father. And whether she admit it or the way she act is on her. Don't overreact to her anymore. You forgive her. Get yourself a job and move out and live your life.
But she, the only reason why they got separated was because he hit her.
You don't know that.
You
don't know that. And that ain't your business either. That was between the two of them. It had nothing to do with you. She should not have told you that at all. She is still trying to make you identify with her and turn you away from your father. She didn't tell you why he smashed her.
Well, they said it's because when she asked him about the finances, that's when he got angry.
Women never, ever, 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 never tell you the truth about your father. They never do it. Because the one thing that women, mothers hate more than God himself is for children, boys and girls, to be close to their fathers. They do not want you to love your fathers. They want to be your world. And they will turn you away from your father and control you.
Well,
So even if even if he smacked her going and coming, it had nothing to do with you. It had nothing to do with your father loving you. It had nothing to do. She should never have told you that. She's playing a game on you. Because she has no love, and she's controlling you and your sibling, if you have any.
Well, I feel kind of stuck now because it's like, you know, as much as I'm trying to not be angry with them or forgive them, like, the story is there, you know? And I'm trying to find this perfect peace. I've been trying the silent prayer, and it only makes me angrier.
Well, so you went to your mother and told her you were sorry for resenting her for turning you away from your father? She never should have told you that.
I said something like that, yeah. I did it over the phone, though. Maybe I have to still do it in person.
You do. You got a phaser shaking in your boot. And then do the silent prayer, and don't ever call thoughts and emotions you again. You're not your thoughts. You're not those emotions. They're all evil, and they have nothing to do with you. And you see how, it's all that, you see how evil your mother is, right?
Well, she's done her best. You know, I got to give her credit on that.
Do you see how evil she is?
A little bit. I don't see her as like completely evil. No.
Evil is evil. That has to be. I don't know what you mean by completely evil is evil. When evil is evil, it is completely. You can't be good and evil. You're one or the other. Just imagine what your father had to deal with her.
I got no idea. All it seems to me is that I don't think he ever forgave his mother.
Right.
It seems like he acted like a woman too, you know?
But you don't know that. You haven't heard his side.
No, I haven't.
You have these assumptions about your father based on what somebody else said. Don't you see that?
It's based off of what, like, many people have said. It's not just
my mom.
It's
still based
off
what other people said. You should never believe anything about someone based on what someone else said. You should wait and see it for yourself.
And I think what's really killing me is the fact that it's so hard to find this guy that, you know, I can't find his side of the story. I spent a couple of years trying to look for him. I drove across the country, and I had no success.
Your father... Your mother don't know anybody in your father's family?
We do. We do. Those are the people who I've talked to. And I've kind of puzzled together, you know, the stories. But
they didn't know where
kind of
he
like the same story.
They didn't know how to find him?
No.
Okay, here's the drop it. Don't hold anything against him. He couldn't help himself either. He has not overcome his mother, right? And so just forgive him, and you do the silent prayer. You got to face your mother, though, shaking in your boots. Forgive her, and no matter what she said, let her act out, and grandma act out. You do the silent prayer, never call those things you again, and you will have a perfect life. It'll be amazing. You're not your thoughts.
So.
You're not your thoughts, the emotion. Don't call them. Stop identifying with them. It's not the real life. It's not you at all. The real you have perfect peace. You just forgot who that is.
Yeah. And what advice do you have to, what if all this anger like turns into fear, and I'm just like afraid of so many things. I'm even afraid of my own work.
What?
I'm afraid of
your own what
the world
work
out there?
You said work or work?
Work.
Work?
You know, trying to focus, you know, build a career, that kind of thing.
Oh, what's going to happen when you drop the anger? Fear will disappear. When you face your mother shaking in your boot, which is fear, it will be taken away. You would no longer have fear. But you got to forgive your mother.
Okay.
Fear is coming from you not facing it. You got to face fear. And you got to see that fear is an illusion. It's not even real.
Does that also include fear of women in general?
100%. 100%. You fear all women because you resent your mother. And resentment brings on fear. That will disappear when you forgive your mother. You got to face your fear. You got to face your mother. That's who traumatized you. Your mother is evil. And so is your grandmother.
Yeah, I've talked to my grandma a lot about this and, you know, forgiving her. And I don't feel much better, though, you know.
And so when you forgave them, you apologized for resenting them?
Yeah, I forgave them for separating me from my father.
And then,
and I also was sorry for, you know, having resentment and
you told them that. Right. You told them that. I'm sorry for resenting you?
Yeah, I said that to my grandma, but not to my mom.
Why you ever said it to your mother?
I don't really have an excuse, I guess. I guess...
You're afraid of her?
I'm afraid of seeing her sadness, too. You know?
That doesn't make sense, man. That doesn't even make sense. I'm afraid of seeing her sadness. What's wrong with you?
I don't know, sir. I don't know, Jesse.
That doesn't even make sense. I'm afraid of seeing her sadness. What the? Listen, because of time, go and forgive your mother for what she's done to you. And whatever, however she reacts, that's on her. And whatever her sadness is, has nothing to do with you. Your mother loves her sadness. She loves her misery. It doesn't belong to you. Leave that with her, and you live your life.
Okay, will do. I really appreciate the advice, Jason.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
All right.
All right. All right.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. James is the first-time caller out of Utah. James, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse Lee, how you doing, sir?
All is well, James. Thanks for calling.
First of all, I want to say I'm a huge fan. I'm a new fan, and I've been going back and listening to all of your stuff, and it's been very helpful because people in my life, I'm able to give them a deeper conversation with them, more than just a surface-level conversation.
Right, yeah.
And I'm at a point right now where, you know, I'm growing mentally and spiritually, so your content is really aligning with what I'm going through in life, because I am your typical red pill,
how old are
alpha
you?
Male. What's that?
How old are you?
I'm 38.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. So my question is, right, because one thing that it's great to be a red pill alpha male. The problem is relationships, right? No disrespect to you, but I don't want to be your age and not married.
Why not?
Right?
Why not?
You know what? I was also listening to Sinbad, right?
So why not? Because of time, why you don't want to be my age and not be married?
That's what I'm saying. So Sinbad, he talked about...
James, I want to know from you real fast, why is that you don't want to be my age and not be married? Why is it not Sinbad, Sinbad mama? Why is it that you don't want to be my age and not be married? Why?
Because I think the role of a woman is to be a help me. You want someone who's going to have, your best interest in mind. Like, let's say, you need medication. They carry purses around with medications. They can give it to you. Right.
So why are you living a life of death? Why are you still young? Why don't you wait to see what happened? Why are you doing that now? Why are you thinking about those things, period? You haven't even lived your life yet.
You know what? I've done a lot, and I'm financially wealthy. I got all the money that I need. Of course,
but you
I'm
still
growing
should
my wealth
not.
Every
you
day.
Still should not be living in the future. You should only live now, and you should only want the truth. You should not want or even think about a woman or being married or having children or any of those things, because when you're doing that, you're putting that first. You're making that your God. And when you do get married, because Satan will give you a wife, and she's going to destroy you and your children because you made it your God.
No, and I get that because I've been married twice.
Oh, my God.
Once,
what kind of red
right?
pure apple are you?
The reasons why they didn't work is because they wanted me to go back to blue pill.
No,
right?
It didn't work because you had the woman as your God. You put that before the truth. That's why it didn't work. You married your God and you became subject to your God rather than your woman becoming subject to you. That's why it didn't work. You put that before God. And every woman you get involved with, none of them are going to work. You're going to be on your way to your third one, and you're going to do the same thing over again. You're going to marry the wrong one. But if you look for...
Well,
if
because
you look
I've
for,
done the work now, I think that you're right. I wouldn't put a woman before God ever.
But you are anybody. You're already doing that because you're thinking about what I'm going to be like when I'm Jesse's age or when I'm older and I'm there. You already put everything before God. You shouldn't be thinking that way about those things at all. Zero time. That should not. Only thing that should be on your mind is doing your job, your work, and seeking the kingdom of God. That's the only thing that should be on your mind. Nothing else.
Okay, I get that. I understand that, and I'm not rushing for it. Like I'm.
You should not even be thinking about it. You should not even be thinking about it.
Just continue moving forward. So what's a woman's role?
Is to love God.
That was my question.
To love God with all her soul and might, along with nobody else or nothing else. That's the woman's role.
For a man, though, what's a woman's role for a man?
Is to love God and never think about a husband, never think about getting married, never thinking about children, don't even give a thought about a man, but her mind should only be on seeking the truth and nothing else. Because if she put her mind on anything else, every man she get going to be the wrong man. No matter what he says or how he act, it's still going to be the wrong man because she has made that man her God.
So you don't think that wealthy men should be with or should be married, or you're saying
men should not put anything before seeking the truth, and the truth will take care of them. The truth will add unto their life what they are meant to have. You're not supposed to be making money to take care of a woman. That doesn't even make sense.
You're
only supposed to be seeking the truth and nothing else. Every woman you get is going to be the wrong one. And she's going to take your money. I don't care how much you think you have. You're going to marry all these women, and one of them is going to have children for you, and it's over for you. You're paying through your teeth. So because
I feel that, because I did have a child out of wedlock, and because I have him full-time, it's definitely slowed the process down that much more.
Right. Wait till as long as you think that you should be married, that's all you're going to end up with, trouble, nothing else. But if you stop thinking that way, only see what's right, you can't go wrong. James, call me again. I'm so out of time. Call me again, all right?
Oh, I definitely will.
All right, buddy. Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super Chats.
No Mo thoughts on his pretend to be holy mother goes to one of those women's Bible study groups like every week. Last Christmas, when I was visiting, she also took my father to a local big church full of female pastors ranting about angel doors and such.
What a beta dad.
I told them that's Satan's church they're going to.
Yeah.
And I declined to go.
Right on. Beta dad. Right on.
Ron in Ohio bought a coffee. Uncle Jesse, I keep hearing you speak about the good old days. Do what you want, of course, but I recommend you stay present. The good old days are in the past, which doesn't exist. Thanks, hands. Emoji.
No, I can remember the good old days, reflect, and still be present. And I want the people to know America has not always been this way. It was amazing America at one time. So thank you, Ronnie. Amazing.
Imjashi Kotsarikotakek. Butter coffee. Question to Jesse Amal. I'm tall, handsome, muscular. When I walk into the city, beautiful women look at me straight in the eye, but I immediately look away because I don't want them to think I'm a weird guy. That I want to have them as a girlfriend. How to handle this situation accordingly?
Don't look away out of fear. You look at them. If they're looking at you, look at them shaking in your boots, but don't worry. Live your life. Don't be afraid. Oh, amazing.
Because now, listening to you, I feel like I have to look at them in the eyes or I'm a beta.
You are beta.
How long do I need to watch them in the eyes? Too long is weird, too. Thanks.
You're welcome. Overcome the fear and you will know how long to and how long not to. But you got to overcome the fear. You should not be afraid to look at anyone in the eye and talk to them. And whatever their thing is on them, it has nothing to do with you. Amazing. Thank you.
The short straw. You are an amazing disciple, Jesse. Been watching for years. Thanks, hands.
Thank you, and thank you for your support.
Very generous. Jim in Alaska, biblical question.
Are you a single-minded person?
If I'm understanding it correctly, I have to answer, no, I'm not a single-minded person. But to me, being single-minded means you're in your thoughts, holding yourself and others to so-called standards instead of letting the wisdom guide you in the present.
Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
3 coffees from Nikki. Have you had a chance to look up the story of Buddha yet? It's fascinating, says she.
Not yet. I've been so busy.
She claims he was a prince.
But thanks for reminding me. I will do it. I've just been busy. I'm so out of time, though.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank y'all.
Tomorrow morning, the Lord is willing, we're going to start out with the Super Chat that we didn't get to today. And tomorrow's Bible Thumper Thursday. Men and women, put seeking the truth first. You'll have an amazing life. You will be you. All right? Forgive your mama and your daddy. And forgive your mother for turning you away from your dad. Don't hear anything your mother has to tell you about your father. She should never be telling you that anyway. It had nothing to do with you. She's just trying to turn you away from your father. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. And forgive mother. Hake is coming up now. And then Joel Friday and then the American Anchor Baby. Tim out of Houston. Michael, first time caller out of Indiana. Billy out of Massachusetts. Tawana out of Georgia. And Tim, a first time caller out of Texas. I'm out of time. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye. Here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone, and you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND.